in terms of Kenya being one of the U.S. allies, I think this is a very positive signal to Nairobi from Washington that the U.S. values Kenya not only as a regional partner, but an anchor state within the region. And remember, this is also commemorating 60 years of very close diplomatic relations between Washington and Nairobi. It should not be lost to us. Former President Obama's father came to the U.S. in that first initial block of African students in the 60s that John Kennedy brought over. So there's a very interesting sort of history around that. There's the Cold War history of U.S.-Kenya relations. But I think it's also an important diplomatic visit because the U.S. has really been trying to reinforce its influence in East and Central Africa and Africa more broadly, because America is not the only game in town. Africa, Kenya, they have a lot of other partners they can work with, whether it's China, whether it's Russia, whether it's the European Union, whether it's Turkey. So I think the U.S. in terms of this visit is really trying to consolidate its traditional relationship with a close ally, but also to foster more broadly its diplomatic footprint through Nairobi as an anchor state, given that Nairobi is really a hub for a lot of diplomatic missions for the UN and also for a lot of embassies that are represented there and accredited in the region.
To what extent do you see this as a broader vision as outlined at the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit, which emphasized the essential role of African leadership in addressing global priorities?
It's important on two levels. On one level, that the Biden administration is trying to show that that Africa matters, particularly now, this is 2024. Biden is really trying to show up a key voting constituency, you know, the African-American community. This visit is important in that light, that it shows that the U.S. is not only just talking the talk, but also walking that talk of re-engaging with Africa, really a very new way of equal partnership. But also, let's not forget, it's reinforcing these broader issues of American foreign policy centered around human rights, democracy, and good governance. And I think Kenya is really seen as one of the models of the continent for progressive constitution, for the rule of law, for one of those countries that at least making an effort to try and consolidate democracies. But I might also add, you cannot also look at this visit without thinking of broader geopolitical tensions. So Kenya is very close to the Middle East, to the Red Sea. We know all the challenges that have been happening with the disruption of maritime shipping lines. We know the U.S. has a big base in Manda Bay, very close to the Somalia border. And so I think also in terms of security networks and reinforcing that security infrastructure, using Kenya as a launch pad for U.S. Geostrategic interests in the Gulf, in the Red Sea and Indian Ocean, I think this visit is also very timely in relation to that. Plus the proposed Kenyan troop police mission to Haiti. I think that's another angle within which this trip can be viewed.
What do you think Ruto's role would be, given that the East African region has issues, say, between Somalia and Somaliland and Ethiopia? There is the Sudan, a neighborhood, and the DR Congo and the Rwanda issues.
Centrally, President Ruto's role will be really to try and place Kenya as a regional interlocutor that Kenya can actually engage diplomatically, use its diplomatic infrastructure, networks to try and bring peace within the region and ensure that these conflicts do not escalate. Thinking, for example, of these tensions between Somaliland and Somalia, Kenya has had relatively good relationships with both. When you think about the DRC, Kenya's influence within the East African community, and then also more broadly around South Sudan. A lot of South Sudanese have called Kenya home for many years. So really as a regional interlocutor, not only for security diplomacy, but peace diplomacy, I think Kenya will be very important. And this trip should also be seen in that light.